Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. You got something on your mind, you're excited about it, you're frightened about it, including debt, dealing with debt, including cash flow, including working out of problems. We've got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Jerry Silberman has deposited with us over the last 5+ years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. In fact, this is Jerry Silberman, by the way, is the CEO and founder of Corporate Turnaround. Jerry, this is your anniversary, your 5th anniversary show. You know that?
Oh, I didn't know that. Thank you very much then.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what we give people for the 5th anniversary right here?
I can't wait to find out.
An email. you know, some places you get gold and silver or whatever. Yeah, we give you an email.
Yeah, well, something's better than nothing. That's the way I look at it.
That's right. So talk to us some more. Tell us about some of the things you've seen with where people that you've helped get out of their binds, if they had just been honest with themselves, if they just really admitted, didn't go into denial about what was really happening. Tell us about some of the things you've seen where they could have helped themselves.
Well, the first thing, like you're saying, is they've got to realize what their situation is, but that's not enough. There's two other things. They've got to find the right outlet, the right way to help them. A lot of people think that getting a loan will help them, but that's just like borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. I mean, it's taken from one pile and, putting it to another. That's all it is. So you need the proper outlet. If you have a cash flow problem combined with a debt problem, you need to do something about the debts themselves. The debts are overwhelming, and you have to create a budget, an amount certain that an amount that you think that you'll have every month, because you can't predict the future, especially a small business. Mm-hmm. You know, you can throw projections out the window. I mean, people say, well, I want projections. But for most small businesses, they don't know where their next dollar is coming from. That's the reality. Yeah. The projections aren't worth the paper that they're written on.
But you know what, though? After a while, once you get to be a little bit mature, you need to start doing that. Because now I'll give you an example. Many years in my career as a business owner, I have had months, and sometimes I still do, have months where the cash is not as good as it needs to be, right? Because of the way the money's coming in. This is what I think people need to realize, is managing cash doesn't mean that you fail. It just means that your expenses and your customers' payments don't always match up with each other, right?
The ability to collect your money is key.
That's exactly right.
You can have a great business, but if you can't collect your money, what's the point?
I've had big companies take 6 months to pay me.
On purpose. It's not like they don't have the money. They're playing the float. They make money off the float.
So I send my banker, I literally have emailed him a 12-month cash flow spreadsheet and said, okay, you can see where my cash issues are. I'm projecting this. It may not happen, but I'm just letting you know in advance where I might need some help. And you know what? Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. But at least I've told him in advance that I kind of know what I'm doing.
That's true, too. But what I'm talking about are the small business owners that are already in trouble.
Yeah, you're right.
They don't know. You know, if you're a retail store, do you really know who's going to come in the store the next day?
And I've been there, too. By the way,
you know, what if you're the key store, right? The key store in your strip mall closes down. Mm-hmm. You know,
they start doing road construction in front of you or something like that?
Exactly. These are my clients. Mm-hmm. Fire, divorce, illness. It's all of them. I received a letter of hardship the other day from a brand new client, and it is about the saddest thing I have ever read in my life. I would pay her debts for her. Because this is about a woman who adopted a problem child at 6 years old, then got divorced. Meanwhile, there's a business in the background.
Yeah.
But it's all personal. Your personal life, when you're an entrepreneur of a small business, your personal life and your business life are tied in together.
All woven
absolutely
together.
And you can't keep them separate. That's the thing.
Very,
and
very different.
Everything is emotional. And what it does to their health is unbelievable. They can't sleep at night.
So
their health problems, their stomach.
So what's the best advice?
The best advice, if you have a debt problem, cash flow problem, is really to call us to discuss your options. Talk to a bankruptcy
attorney. Get somebody to help.
Bankruptcy isn't the worst thing in the world if you need it.
It's amazing, and you've seen this, you see this all the time. I've seen it in my career. It's amazing how much we get worked up into a frenzy. And things that seem to be insurmountable to us, when they're put in the hands of somebody who knows how to solve these problems, it becomes something. Somebody will say to you, probably, you know what, we can work this out.
Yeah. It just happened to us the other day. Someone was in our office. They came in for help. They have $1 million in debt. They can basically afford, you know, $15,000-$20,000 towards that $1 million of debt per month.
Wow.
That's less than the interest on the debt. Okay? To us, for the debts he had and the situation he was in, when we looked at the whole thing, we were almost like, yeah, it's no big deal. And he's like, what do you mean it's no big deal? He's ready to hang himself. And the truth is that this is what we deal with every day, and his deal was doable at the amount of money he could afford.
Don't jump off the bridge, folks. Don't kill yourself. Don't get yourself all worked up. Get some help. CorporateTurnaround.com is one place. Talk to other people that can help you. Jerry, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jeff.
We'll see you next time. Jerry Silberman, folks. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away. You're not going to want to miss our next guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.